CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
you can't beat a bit of quoll, I say. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is DJ Ian. I am live on the houseofprog.com. And also, we're going out pre-recorded on CJSF 90.1 FM on Tuesday night, 10 p.m., and Thursday morning, 7 a.m. So if you're listening at either of those times, I'm live, but not alive, if you get my drift. But it is Friday, November the 7th. We've got a special show lined up for you today. We're playing some old Quo from 1974, and then some Chester O'Toll from 1978. And then my good friend Glenn Charles Riley from 2019 with a bit of bass. Better bass from his CD, Different Day, A Different Way. And that comes up at the end of the show. If you've not listened to the show before, we do this every Friday, 12 noon here in Vancouver, 3 p.m. in Eastern Time Zone, and 8 p.m. every 8 p.m. in the UK. So, and I just noticed that the House of Prog has got a map as to where people are listening. So I'm going to tune into that today and have a look. So we've got Status Quo's classic 1974 album starting us off. We started off with Backwater, Just Take Me. We're just talking to my good old buddy Ian. Saw the Frantic Four gig at Manchester Apollo. He said it was amazing. And I'm unfortunately, obviously, did not get to see that. I wish I had. Had it happened like now, I would go. Oh. Well, that's how it goes sometimes. So stay tuned. Come and join us on twitch.tv/IanInVancouver. You'll see me on the camera. A little delayed, by about 15 seconds. So I can bleep out all the swear words. We've got a great show lined up, everybody. Gonna get through the Quo album, then the Heavy Horses, and then get into some bass with Glenn. This is the Quo, and the single from this album, Break the Rules.
You're listening to Transatlantic Express on the House of Prog.
Well, you just can't beat a bit of old Quo is the way I look at things with the old Quo. Yeah, it's a great album, and just every album of Quo's had a hit single on it. That was the funny thing. Break the Rules was the one single released off this one, and it tells you how Alan Lancaster was the rock voice of the band, and then Parfitt was like, you know, the guy in the middle, and then Rossi was the, you know, the other guy. And of course, Francis Rossi's still on tour. He's doing his solo tour, and he's sitting down with I think it's Rick Parfitt's son, and doing acoustic versions of all the great Quo tunes. And he's out and about these days. I've just ordered a copy, a replica copy of the Francis Rossi Telecaster from a guy called Dennis Yao. And I put a deposit down on it, and hopefully that's going to come in the next couple of months. The track you heard was Don't Think It Matters, which is track one on side two. Then you've got Drifting Away, Break the Rules, and we started to show off with the classic Backwater and Just Take Me. And as I was mentioning, I was talking to my friend Ian just before the show, and we're trying to figure out what effects pedals were available in those days, and they're using the old Color Sound Fuzz was very popular, and Sound City amps, which I used to have a Sound City amp back in the day, and they're worth a lot of money, those Color Sound pedals these days, apparently, from what Ian was just telling me. So not everybody's cup of tea, Status Quo. A lot of snobbery goes around, but and a band that's tried to make it over here in North America, released a whole bunch of albums, but never quite, for some reason, made it. And that's an ongoing debate as to why Status Quo didn't make it over here. Some people say there's a lot of similar bands over here, or it was just like too English, too British to make it over here. I think a lot of people are the same with Grateful Dead. I never quite understood what they were about. Although, or more recently, the Tragically Hip. You have these bands that pop up from time to time, and they're famous within kind of a fixed kind of region geographically, but for some reason make it everywhere. Although Quo are quite big just about everywhere else except North America. Anyway, let's continue with the music. We've got three more tracks from the Quo album, and then we're going to get into some Jethro Tull from Heavy Horses, and that'll be from my good friend Doug, who is a Heavy Horse fan. The real Heavy Horses, so Clydesdale, that is. And we'll talk about Heavy Horses in a bit. There's a bit more Quo and a track called Fine, Fine, Fine.